grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I mentioned, the focus of our message is on Matthew chapter 20, again verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. As I mentioned, we're beginning this new sermon series called Tell Us a Story. In case you missed it, there is a little introductory video. I'm going to show it here this morning. It does get sent out in the weekly announcements. Cora's been sending that out, which is a really neat thing. Whenever there's a new series, you can click on that link. It takes you to the video, and you can kind of get a taste for what's coming up. It comes out through our Newlidge, which is short for New Life in Jesus. Also sounds a little bit like knowledge, Newlidge. Newlidge, our email service that is one of the main ways we communicate, along with our quarterly newsletter. So if you aren't getting those things, please let Cora know in the office, and we can make sure we get you signed up. And actually, Glenn, if you don't, I should have said something right away. I was going to try to catch you before you headed back. I'll just control it here. Does that work? There we go. That should be enough. I just wanted to do that in front of everybody. It's just... but I just wanted to point that out as one of the ways we communicate, but also things like this that are coming out, the video introductions, take a look, and lots there, the latest and greatest of what's going on. So let's take a look here at this introductory video for Tell Us a Story. Oops, not that one, this one.
What we're doing. If you follow along here over the next couple of weeks, you'll find that there were images in there that tie into the parables that are coming up. So if you want to go back and see, I think they call them Easter eggs, right? You can go back and look for those Easter eggs and find them as we cover the parables moving forward. So as I say, we're looking at Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. And I'd like to start here with a little bit of a story. There was once a man who didn't have a job. And his days were long and boring. He would go into town or out into the fields and try to find work.
He didn't have a steady job, but he had a family to support. And so he'd go out and he'd ask and try to find a job. And day after day, he just couldn't seem to find everything. Tried to do anything, shoveling, carrying, whatever. Any odd job to make a little money, but nobody was hiring. And one day he's out as usual, and nothing happens in the morning. In the middle of the day, nothing happens. Day's half over, and you know, the later it gets, the less money he knows he's going to make, and he knows what it's going to be like to go back home, yet again having nothing in his hand. And so finally, as their day was almost over, he just sat down. No prospects. When along came another man. About 3 o'clock, he walked up and he wanted to hire him. And the guy thought to himself, well, quitting time's only about an hour away, but an hour is an hour, and even if I get a little something, that's not so bad. And so he went with his new boss out into the field, where he's put to work. Now, his job was to mulch around the base of these grapevines and to tie up any vines that were hanging down so they wouldn't break off, and then if there were any dead leaves, to gently prune those things. And really, by the time he got done with all the training and trying, well, the hour was up, the whistle blew, and the day was over. Well, trudged back with all the rest of the laborers to receive his payment. After all of that being out there, you know, there were people that were out working in those fields, that were out working among the grapes, and they were all day, and they were hot, and they were sweating, and they were working, and you could tell that they were just beat. And so they came in ready to get their paycheck. And yet here he was. Didn't even break a sweat. Really wasn't dirty. I suppose his hands were maybe a little dirty, but mostly what he was doing was watching somebody else work so that he could learn how to do it. And after only an hour, he thought, well, I guess it's better than nothing. But when the paycheck came, it's a full day's work. That check had a full day's work on it. Well, now what do you do? Clearly a mistake has been made. Do I say something? And being the honest man that he was, he did. He's like, I've got the wrong check here, sir. There must be some mistake. I mean, you only hired me an hour ago, and this check is clearly for a lot more than that. It's for a full day's work. I mean, you're paying me for something I didn't do. And the boss said, you're right. I have paid you for something you haven't done. But I want to be generous to you. Take it. Go home. Feed your family. Pay some bills. Enjoy your time. This is a gift. With words of thank you, not just in his heart, but overflowing his lips, he made his way home. What an odd, incredible, heartwarming story. It's a parable of the vineyard, the workers in the vineyard, but from a little different perspective. I think it helps to kind of fully understand what happened in that story and how perplexing this generosity is. I mean, those workers, they were out there in the sun, I mean, working and sweating and toiling and, you know, skin cracking and working hard. And here, this guy comes back in. He didn't earn the pay. The boss was a fair boss. He would have given each according to what they earned, right? I mean, we get that. Even if you've never worked it, a lot of us understand what it's like to have the punch card. Chink, you punch in, you put your card in the slot, and as you leave, you put your card back in. Chink. If you showed up 3 minutes late, guess what? It marks you coming in 3 minutes late. If you leave 10 minutes early, guess what? It marks you 10 minutes early, and those are 13 minutes that you don't get paid for. That's how it works. That's fair. This was not. As Christians, when it comes to eternal life, I think we can sometimes get that punch clock, that time clock mentality. I mean, we hear of the deathbed faith confessions of so-called evil, notoriously evil people. And we rush to God with those slack jaws and accusing eyes and say, hey, God, what are you doing? You can't save that person. They're evil. Like historically, notoriously evil. You cannot save that person. I don't care if they confess right at the end. There's no way you can save them. I mean, look at me. I mean, I realize that I don't, you know, always measure up, but come on. I mean, I've done a lot of good things. Surely, God, take a look at my time clock, at my punch card again. At the very least, give me a little something extra. Sadly, our sinful nature looks at others like that. Our sinful nature wants to compare to others. Sometimes it's just reassuring to know, hey, at least I'm not as bad as that guy. But then other times, in our worst moments, there are times where we feel if God owes us, you know, a little something for the effort. Here we are, working and toiling for God. And somebody who got to live any way they pleased, do whatever they wanted, and then on their deathbed, at the last moment, they say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner, and they get to receive God's grace. And that's when God says, it's my own money. Can't I do with it what I want to? It's my salvation that I'm giving. Can I not be generous? Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? should be recognizing is what our life is really like. Yeah, I'm sure there are some things that we can point to, moments where we kind of go back and we think to ourselves, yeah, I handled that right. God be praised. Yeah, I was able to get through that with confidence. Thank you, Lord. But man, there are way, way, way many more times that I look at my life. Horrible things. Sins. Ugly, hurtful sin. I mean, even the little things pile up. And I look at my time card, and the best thing I can say is, God, I was sleeping on the job. That's the best I could describe it as. And you too. We look at our lives, we should be looking at God and realize that we don't deserve anything from His hand. And that's when God reaches out to you. He takes your time card, and He tears it in half. And He says, there's no such thing as a time card in the kingdom of heaven. And what He hands back to you is much greater than a full day's wage. He hands back to you something that you could never even dream of earning on your own. He reaches out to His hand to you, and in it is life. Not the death that we deserve, but life. Life that is yours for keeps. Life that is yours today, life that is yours for whatever tomorrows God has ahead of you, and life forever from God's hand. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. That's true. But He says, I want to give it to you anyway, because I know it's something that you could never earn for yourself. And that is shocking. As we talked about it in our study of Colossians just a few minutes ago in Bible study, that's nuts. Nobody would do it that way. No employer would say, oh, you showed up for an hour? Yeah, here's a whole day's wage. But God does. God says, you deserve death, but you know what? I'm going to give you life through my Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. I mean, whatever happened to getting something for nothing? I mean, that just doesn't happen. We know that. That is a hard and fast rule in this world. You never get something for nothing. And yet here we do, getting something. Not by our sweat, not by our tears, not by our blood. Free. To you and me. By Jesus' sweat and Jesus' tears and Jesus' blood, Jesus' very life. His for yours and mine, that we would have life from Him, through Him, in Him, now and forever. That's how much He loves you. That's who He is. He is forgiveness, and He is grace, and He is mercy. He is undeserved love, and He is fair? No. Jesus is not fair. He asks, don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? And then He gives you even more. As if eternal salvation wasn't enough. He gives you exactly what you need every day. When we fold our hands in prayer and we take hold of those promises of God that God has made to us, we know that we will never be disappointed, because we know that God is working all things for our good. And when we stretch out our hands to receive the Lord's Supper, they never come back empty, do they? Because Jesus is something that we could never work hard enough for, could never earn. He gives us His very body and blood in with and under that bread and the wine, through which He gives us forgiveness and strength and love, His presence, His Spirit. He is so unfair, our Savior Jesus, with such perplexing generosity, overpaying the underworked. His grace, His love, which never ends, always ready to offer to you the sacrifice of Jesus in your hands. God, always ready to hand you what Jesus has done for you every day, all day, every day. God comes to you and says, it's time to be paid. You deserve to be paid even though you didn't earn it. But I'm generous, and I want to give you something that you could never give for yourself. Whose wage is this? It's mine, says Jesus. And I'm giving it to you.